The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 13th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods.
Apare vasudevasya devakyam jachito bhagyat ajastam asa chimayam badhaya cha siddhvisham. There are actually Krishna is unborn, Aja. But Aja is taking birth, that is already explained. This is the bewilderment, Virambanam. It is already explained. So, this Virambanam speculation or bewilderment, how many types of speculation are there, that is being described by Kunti Devi. Somebody says that Krishna is Jadava. Jadava. Jadavaya Madhavaya. Kishavaya no. Jadava means born in the Jadu dynasty. And somebody says, Krishna is Vasudev, son of Vasudev, Deva. And Krishna, and some of them, they say, Nanda Kumaraya, son of Nanda Maharaj. So, Krishna has many speculation. But actually, he is Aja, Ajasa, Tamasa, Chimaya. Krishna, this is to be understood, that everyone thinking that he is born in the Jodhu family, he is born of Vasudeva, or he is the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This is Krishna's pastime. When the impersonalist says, there are many philosophers, that God has no name. Actually, that is a fact. God has no name. But He has names according to His activities. Just like when He acts as the chariot driver of Arjuna, His name is Parthasarathi. When He plays as the child of Mother Yashoda, He is called Yashodananda. When people say that He is born of Nanda Maharaj, He is called Nandananda. When people say that He came to protect Vasudev and Devaki, He is called Vasudeva or Devaki Nanda. Or when He is in the Jadu dynasty, He is said as Jadava. In this way, Krishna has unlimited pastimes and unlimited names. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. He has got unlimited because so many devotees, not one devotee. And He has to satisfy everyone. As Nanda Kumar, as Yashodanandan, as Vasudev, as Jadava, as Parthasarathi. See, in this way, when one becomes bewildered, that how many names he has got, the one should understand he has unlimited names or no name, but because he has to act unlimitedly, therefore he has got unlimited names. So whole thing is summarized in one word, Krishna, means all attract. He draws the attraction of Vasudeva, he draws the attraction of Yadukul, he draws the attraction of Arjuna, he draws attraction of everyone, all devotees. Mamo vartanu vartanti partha sarvasu. The whole world, civilized world, they have got some religion, Christian religion, Mohammedan religion, Hindu religion, Buddhist religion, and many other subordinate religion. Under the groups of Christians, there are so many churches, Protestant, Catholic, and the Mohammedans, they have got Shia, Sunni, Sikh, so many. In Hindus also, Vaishnavas, and Shaktas, and Sauras, Ganapatas, so many. But Krishna says, they all of them, seeking after me, mamo vartanu vartanti partha sarvasu. Everyone, they may go on under different religious system, but the aim is how to approach me. Veda ishta sarvai aham eva vedam. If you take, Veda means knowledge, scripture. Veda does not mean any particular scripture, any scripture which gives knowledge of God, you can call it as Veda. Veda is the sadvai. If any book or any scripture or any book of knowledge does not give the information of God, that is not scripture. Because it cannot be called scripture or Veda, because it does not search after the Supreme Being. Therefore Krishna says, Veda is the sadvai, aham eva veda. Bahunam janvanam ante jnanavan mang prabuddhat vasudeva sarvam. This is the ultimate goal of knowledge. You can call the Supreme Lord Krishna or something else, just like Mohammedan, they say Allah. Allah means the Supreme Being, Allah Akbar. And the Christian says God is great. And we say Parabrahma, Paramdhama, or Krishna, all attractive. But the aim is to understand Krishna. That Krishna personally appears, so that your misgivings, misunderstanding may be mitigated immediately. Here I am. The Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose, that you religionists, you philosophers, you scientists, you speculators, you are all theosophists, so many. You are searching after God, and here is God, Krishna. But they are so unfortunate, they do not accept. No, why shall I accept Krishna as God? Then why you shall not? That is our question. If you do not accept Krishna as God, then you must know what is God. That if I ask him, do you know what is God? That I do not. The same, just like the scientist. He would propose that life is made by combination of chemicals, but when another scientist says, suppose I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The rascal will say, that I cannot say. Similarly, they are rascals. We are presenting here with, here is Krishna. Take his address, take his name, take his father's name, mother's name, all identification, his activities, his glories, everything. Krishna proves that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Aishajasya samakrasya bijasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagyaschaiva sarayati bhagavan. Bhagavan means the proprietor of all wealth, Aishajya. Samagrasya, not any limited amount, samagra, everything. Krishna says that, bhoktaram jagatam sarvalokamahesara, I am the proprietor of all the planets. Krishna says that. So you check him, how he is the proprietor of all the planets. Therefore, he showed Vishwarup, the universal form, how everything is within him. Everything is there. Arjuna wanted, requested Krishna, how I can understand that you are the proprietor, you are the everything in the universe. So he showed his universal form. Krishna showed in every way to fulfill the proper definition of God. Aishajyasya samagrasya, proprietor of everything. Bijasya, the powerful. Nobody could kill Krishna. But he killed so many demons, big, big demons. Therefore he is powerful. And his reputation is still continuing. Krishna. We are selling Krishna hope like anything. Why people are interested with Krishna? Because he is reputed. People are seeing the Krishna consciousness movement is going on all over the world. This is jasa. So, when Krishna was present, who could compete him with his opulence? He had 16,108 wives, not loitering in the street, but each and every wife had big, big marble palaces, all marble palaces, furniture with ivory, ivory and silk, and frames, all golden, garden with parijat, so many things. And not one palace, two palaces, 16,000 palaces. And Narada was surprised what Krishna is doing with 16,000 wives. And each and every palace he entered, and he saw Krishna is engaged in different way. Somebody is taking care of the children. Somewhere he is arranging for the marriage of his son and daughter. Somewhere he is engaged in other. In 16,000 palaces, in 16,000 engagement, and 16,000 queens. This is called opulence, Aishajya. Who can show this? Krishna showed it personally. So, in every way, Krishna proved the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, these rascals, they are searching after God. But it is not. Here is God. You see that He is God in every respect, according to the definition. And still, you say that where is God? How much rascal there? Just imagine. Here is God, and still they are inquiring, what is God? Can you show me God? What is this? Is it not rascal now? What is it? If everything proof is there, why they are searching after God? What is the answer? Where is the question of searching after God? Let's answer this question. God is present here, and still You are wasting your time. Therefore Krishna says, Murha, Murha, Namang Duskitanam Murha. Simply Raskin. They cannot be given any other title except this one title, Murha. Why they remain Murha? Why are they not intelligent? They are being educated in the universities, getting so many degrees, still they remain Murha. Why? Duskitino. Sinful, engaged in sinful activities. This sinful activity. Jatra papas chaturvidha. Every one of them, all these rascals, are they engaged in four kinds of sinful activities. They will search after illicit sex, they will eat meat, and they will drink, and they will play gambling. Just one after another, you just study. They cannot understand God because they are murha. Why they are murha? Because they are sinful. Why they are sinful? Because Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Human form of life was given to him to become purified, but they are engaged in sinful activities. So that next life they will be cats and dogs and hogs and trees. Why trees? And trees stands naked. Now this nudie movement is there. How to remain naked? That means next life they're preparing for becoming tree. 1,000 years, stand up here, naked. Nobody will object. Yes, this is the law of nature. Prakitakriyamanani, gunai karmani sarva. These rascals, because the rascals, they do not know. And even the information is there, still they will not accept. This is their position. So, don't remain murha. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people not to remain murha. Be intelligent. It is very nice cultural movement. That it is trying to awaken people to their God consciousness. Here is God. This is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. And the process is also bona fide because Krishna himself is teaching the process. Krishna, first of all, generally he told sarva-dharmān parityajya, because this is the process. But because they are murhas, rascals and sinful, they could not understand. They could not understand. Therefore, Krishna came personally to teach people how to surrender. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apani achari prabhu jivarishe. Namo mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namini gauratisi namo. Rupa Goswami could understand that here is Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnaya. Now he is acting as Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami. He has assumed the name of Krishna Chaitanya, but he is Krishna himself. And what he is doing? Because previously as Krishna, he simply ordered the surrender. Then he will be purified and he will be promoted. Now here, as Krishna Chaitanya, he is giving Krishna prema. Krishna prema. Unless I understand you very thoroughly, how there can be love for you? Love is not so easy that simply by meeting or one day's transaction one becomes lover of other. No. It takes time. So, in the Krishna form, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he simply wanted that you surrender, then you will understand me. But in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only understanding him, but one gets love of Krishna. the highest stage. Therefore, he is addressed as Namo Mahavadanaya, the topmost charitable personality. He is giving Krishna prem. So, the process is there, and actually it is so happening all over the world. How the Christian priests are surprised that these boys, these Christian boys or these Jewish boys, they never came to the church. They did not inquire even what is God. Now they have left everything and they are mad after God. How it is? Because we have adopted the process enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it has become easier. Otherwise, to understand Krishna only, it will take millions of years. Simply to understand Krishna. And what to speak of becoming lover of Krishna. If I do not understand you, I cannot become your lover. We cannot love an unknown person. Is it possible? You must know him, you must behave with him, you must study him, he will study you, then there is question of love. But Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu has given us such a nice process, cetadarpana-marjanam, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra immediately. Because we do not love Krishna, we have got intimate relationship with Krishna as part and parcel. It cannot be separated. It cannot be separated. But anyway, somehow or other, we have lost or forgotten that intimate relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. That is Nitya Siddha, eternally fair, that who Krishna loves us and we love. Krishna loves, therefore he comes personally, he comes as devotee to deliver us back to home, back to Godhead. Unless he loves, how it is possible? Krishna is coming in so many ways. He is sending his devotee. He is leaving Bhagavad Gita for study to understand Krishna. That is, Krishna loves. Simply teaches that. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. This Krishna Bhakti, love of Krishna, it is not something that artificially trained. Artificial things. Now these American and the European boy, they are after me, they are after this. For the last 6-7 years, had it been an artificial thing, they could not stay. That is not possible. It is not artificial. It is already there. Krishna, Bhakti, Nitya Siddha, it is already there. By the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am simply trying to awaken that Krishna Bhakti, that's all. That is the duty of Guru. Chakshur Militam Jena. He opens the eyes that why you have forgotten Krishna. Here is Krishna, you love him, you will be happy. This is Guru's business. Not that he is giving artificially something which is known as Krishna Bhakti. And Krishna Bhakti is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunaya Savanadi Suddha Jit. Simply by this process, hear about Krishna. That we have introduced. In our so many centers, this process is going on. Hear about Krishna. Chant about Krishna. Simply, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Sinnatang Sagata Krishna. Then Krishna will help you. So, this is Krishna. So, the highest devotee is Krishna accept because he is playing the part of human being. Abhijananti manga mura. Those who are muras, they cannot understand. But those who are intelligent, they know that Krishna is perfectly framed as a human being. As a human being takes birth in the womb of his father and mother, by the father and mother. Similarly, Krishna also appeared accepting Vasudeva as his father, Devaki as mother. But actually, Krishna is not born. That is being repeatedly explained by Kunti Devi. Apare Vasudevasya Devakam, they say like that. Devaki Nandana, there is a verse, that it is a saying only. Nobody can become Krishna's father and mother. But they get the reputation as father and mother. That is a concession to the devotee. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, apare others say like that. Somebody says like this, somebody says like that, somebody says like this, this is going on. But actually Krishna remains ajo, always. So, apare vasudevasya devakam. Then why he agreed? Jachita. Jachita. Request. Requested as sutapa and prishni. Vasudeva was prishni in his former life and Devaki was sutapa. Sutapa means one who can perform austerities and penance very nicely. Su means nicely and tapa. So they underwent austerities and penance to get a son like Krishna. So when Krishna was pleased with their tapasya, they wanted, my Lord, we wanted a son like him. So where is like me? Krishna is asama urdha. There is nobody equal to Krishna, nobody is greater than. Otherwise, how he can be great? God is great. If somebody is greater than him, then how he can be great? Nobody can be greater than him. That is greatness. Either you say in English language and Mohammedan language, Allahu Akbar. Allah, the Supreme Being, is the great. We also say Parabrahma. So, nobody can be greater than him or equal, or someone. So, they wanted the son like you. That means somebody must be equal to him. Like you means equal to him. So who can be equal to Krishna? But he can expand himself with many equals. Advaita Achyate Anadi Ananta Rupam. Krishna can expand himself in millions forms. Goloka Yova Nivasati Akila Atma Bhuta. Everything is there. Although he is living in Goloka, still, by his omnipotency, omnipresence, he can be everywhere. Annantarastam Paramanusa. So that Paramatma or the Super Soul is equal with Krishna. Not anything else equal with Krishna. But the Paramatma is equal with Krishna. Therefore, by his expansion, he agreed to become son of Devaki, and there may be hundreds and thousands of Devaki devotees. It is unlimited. His devotees are unlimited. Their demands are unlimited. So everything is Krishna's unlimited. See, therefore all unlimited means Krishna, all attractive. That is the real name of God. God can be given one name, because God has no name. But his names are given according to his activities. Then how to concentrate in one name? That one name is Krishna, all attractive. That is the real name of Krishna. Thank you very much.